It has been a long time since we last met.
感谢主给我有一个机会能够见到大家，并且交通。
I really thank the Lord that He once again enabled me to come to see you all and to have fellowship with you.
实在说啊，今天晚上的聚会呢是个意外。
Actually, tonight's meeting to me is really a surprise.
因为这次到东岸来啊，我行程中没有今天晚上的聚会。
Actually, as I came to the East Coast this time, in my itinerary, there isn't this stop here.
所以当弟兄提起说要我今天晚上和大家有交通。
So when Brother Huang asked me to have some fellowship with you tonight,
我心里面就是我完全没有预备。
In my heart, I'm totally unprepared.
我真的很喜欢能够和弟兄姊妹有交通。
Even though it really pleases my heart that we could all fellowship together.
所以我在主面前寻求。
So as I was speaking before the Lord.
我到底晚上呢，我们在这里要交通什么呢
？Exactly what should I fellowship on tonight?
那我想。也许晚上呢，我们不算是一个什么讲道。
So tonight I will not count it as a form of preaching.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹啊重新来温习或者提醒一下关于神的呼召的问题。
Rather, I would like to refresh our memory or just remind you as to the very matter of the calling of God.
我们都知道基督徒。应该过一个蒙召的生活。
We all know that Christians should live a life that is called to live.
这是很重要的一件事。
And this is very crucial.
特别现在我们知道主回来的日子非常的近。
Especially that we know the Lord's coming is so soon.
我们每个基督徒都应该答应神的呼召。
So every Christian should respond to God's calling.
过神召我们来过的生活
and to live a life that we're called to live
所以我想呢我就就着主的话呢那么和我们大家弟兄姊妹彼此有劝勉
therefore I would like to exalt one another according to God's word
我想开头的时候我们还是一同来读一点主的话
so at the very beginning shall we just read a few portions of God's word
圣经中啊，关于呼召的经文很多。
In the Bible, there are so many references about calling.
我们先少许的读几节。
Maybe very quickly, we just read a few of them.
我们先看希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews 3:1.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews 3:1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想。我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为。乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
2 Timothy 1:9, Who, as God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4,
第一节
verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
第一章第十八节
verse 18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
菲律比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第十三节和十四节
verses 13 and 14。
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们从神的话里面很清楚地看见，神是呼召人的神。
From God's words, we could see clearly that our God is the God who calls.
当然今天在神的百姓当中啊，
Of course, today among God's children,
这个呼召呢，有广义的说法，有狭义的说法。
In terms of this calling, there is a broad term or in a very narrow sense.
那我们知道呢，这个狭义的说法呢，就是神呼召我们出来做工人。
Now, strictly speaking, when God calls us to be His workers.
广义的说法呢，是所有神的儿女们都是蒙召的。
But broadly speaking, all of God's people are the called.
今天好像有很多的时候，好像只有啊，这些侍奉主的人呢，才常常想起自己是蒙召的。
Now today, it seems it only applies to those who serve the Lord, and they remember they are the called.
大多数的基督徒呢，都不觉得自己是蒙召的。
And most of the Christians don't feel they are the called.
其实我们所有蒙恩得救的人，都是神所呼召的。
Actually, all of us who are saved by His grace are those who are called.
那么神为什么要呼召我们呢？
And why did God call us?
因为我们知道神有个目的，他要达到。
Because God has this purpose that He wants to reach.
所以神呼召我们。来和他一同达到他的目的。
Therefore, God calls us together to fulfill His purpose.
所以很简单的说，呼召是为着目的。
Therefore, simply put, calling is for His purpose.
我们知道神用呼召的这种方式。
We know that God through this way of calling
是很有恩典。
It shows that God is gracious.
因为我们的神从来不愿意勉强人。
Because our God never forces Himself on us.
所以神用呼召的方式，就是神不愿意勉强人。
Therefore, through this method of calling, it's saying that God does not force us.
神希望我们这些人呢，是心甘情愿。
God wishes that all of us are willingly to do His will.
所以如果你啊心不甘情不愿
if you're not willing and if you're not happy
那么神的目的就很难在我们身上得到成就
then God's purpose is going to be it's going to be very hard for His purpose to be fulfilled in us
那个结果呢我们只有让我们的神忍耐
and the end of this our unwillingness can only ask God to be patient
We know that not only
does God call us to fulfill His purpose,
圣经也给我们看见了神呢是向着他自己的呼召呢负全部的责任。
We also see that in the Bible that God takes all of the responsibilities regarding His calling.
所以圣经中啊，在罗马书里面一句非常宝贵的话。
Therefore, in Romans, there is this so precious statement.
那里说到神的选召是没有后悔的。
There it says God's calling is irrevocable.
神呼召我们从来没有后悔过啊。
God never relents when He calls us.
虽然有很多时候我们心不甘情不愿，但是呢，他也不后悔。
Even though there are so many times that we're unwilling, we're unhappy, but God never relents.
并且神向他自己的呼召负责任，他自己
And God takes all the responsibility of His calling. He Himself will make sure it gets done.
他也一定要使我们都能够达到他的目的。
And ultimately, He will make sure that we will fulfill His purpose.
这个在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章里面就有这样的话。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read,
他不仅要负责让我们一定达到他的目的。
Not only would he take all the responsibilities to make sure we reach the goal,
在整个过程的当中,
even in the whole process,
神从始至终承担所有一切的事,
from the beginning to the end, God himself takes the full responsibility of it all.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 在圣经里面呢, 这个呼召也被称作是恩典的呼召。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, this kind of calling is also calling, is called the calling of grace.
所以因此使徒保罗说呢，他的恩召有何等的指望？
Therefore, Apostle Paul says, what is the hope of his calling?
感谢神。
We thank God.
不仅呼召我们,
not only does he call us,
他也负责所有一切的承担一切。
He also takes the full responsibility. Therefore, from Old Testament to New Testament, we see he who answers to his calling is blessed. God called Abraham. We know this, that if Abraham did not answer to God's calling on
that day,
then Abraham would not have enjoyed all such great blessings afterwards. And Lord Jesus called all his disciples.
And
those disciples never answered his calling. Then they would have become one of the millions of fishermen among all the Israelites. And we would not know who they are either. But because they had answered to God's calling, so they become the blessed of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, beloved, today if we can answer to His calling,
这是一件蒙福的事情,
this is such a blessed matter.
所以我请弟兄姊妹们记得,
so, brothers and sisters, do remember this.
我们中间呢,
among us, it's not only those who have ministered full time are the called.
所有的弟兄姊妹,
all the brothers and sisters, including our young ones, are the called.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
Oh, how precious this matter is.
那么我们从圣经里面可以看见,
also, from the scriptures, we could see
神对于他这个呼召, 他有详细的解释。
God has such a detailed explanation regarding His calling. From the Bible, it seems to us that this recalling has two dimensions to it.
Two levels.
Now, the first level is the calling of salvation.
神从这个堕落的世界中，主呼召我们这些堕落的人。
From this corrupt world, God has called us corrupt people. He has called us to receive the Lord Jesus' salvation. And He has called us to become children who have gone home. And we see at the very beginning when man fell, God has already initiated this calling. In Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve fell, they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they were not supposed to eat. And God started calling them. So, in human history, what is the first calling?
神对那人说,
God said to the man, where are you?
这是,
一个救恩的呼召。
And this is the calling of salvation.
事实上，弟兄姊妹们。
Actually, brothers and sisters.
我们晓得，我们不仅在蒙恩得救的那一刹那，我们听见了神的呼召。
It's not only that at the very moment we are saved that we heard God's calling.
对我救恩对我们来讲，不仅是一次的。
Salvation to us is not just one time.
在以后的生活里面呢，是连续不断的。
And in the ensued living, this calling just continues incessantly.
你记得吗？圣经形容我们这些人是什么？是迷失的羊，对不对？
Do you remember how the scripture describes of us as the lost lamb?
我们不仅呢在没有信主之前是迷失的羊啊，我看今天信了主之后呢。我们很多人还是迷失的羊。
It's not only that we were lost sheep before we believed in the Lord, as it seems to me, after we believe in the Lord, still we are so many walking as lost sheep.
所以我们在一生的日子里面，常常会听见神呼召说你在哪里。
Therefore, during our lifetime, we will often hear this calling, "Where are you?"
今天晚上。
Tonight,
神要再次对我们说 ，Where are you?
Tonight, God is going to say this to us one more time. Where are you?
我们还在神的旨意中吗
？Are we still in the will of God?
还是我们现在在偏行己路呢
？Or are we going on our own way?
所以难怪保罗到了晚年的时候
，No wonder Paul at his old age,
他仍旧称主耶稣基督为救主。
He continued to call the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说：“他救我脱离狮子的口，救我进入他的国度。”
He has saved me, deliver me from the mouth of lions, and he will deliver me into his kingdom.
所以这个救恩的呼召呢，其实也是一生的呼召。
Therefore, this calling of salvation is a whole life calling.
愿主今天让我们能听见这个声音。
May the Lord today, tonight enable us to hear His voice.
主啊，问你说你在哪里？
The Lord is asking, "Where are you?"
就是我们知道我们现在在哪里吗
？Beloved, do you know where you are now?
我们知道吗
？Do we know?
感谢神。
We thank God.
他不仅是我们一次的救主，是我们一生的救主。
Not only is He the Savior one time, but He is our Savior all of our lives.
所以这个救恩呢，首先呢是。这个呼召呢，首先是救恩的呼召。
Therefore, this calling first is a calling of salvation.
第二个层面。
And the second level
就是神旨意的呼召。
Is the calling of His will.
我们知道神有他的计划和目的。
We know that God has His own purpose and His own plan.
他也有他自己的工作。
He also has His own work.
所以他为了这个，他也呼召我。
Therefore, for the matter of this, He also calls us.
在旧约圣经里面呢
，In the Old Testament,
神用亚伯拉罕来说明这个旨意的呼召。
God used Abraham to speak of this calling of His purpose.
所以在创世纪第十二章呢。
Therefore, in Genesis 12,
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
神把他的心意，荣耀的心意，告诉亚伯拉罕。
And God showed him His glorious will.
所以亚伯拉罕不仅是得着救恩的呼召，亚伯拉罕也是得着旨意的呼召。
Therefore, not only did Abraham receive his calling of salvation, he also received his calling of purpose.
但请我们记得啊。
However,
神的呼召只有一个。
Please remember this, God's calling is only one.
它有两个不同的层面。
Although it has two levels.
不是两个呼召。
It's not two callings.
啊，是一个呼召。
Instead, it's just one calling.
实际上我们知道，那个救恩的呼召就是为着神的旨意。
Actually, the calling of His salvation is simply for the calling of His purpose.
但是很可惜啊。
But it's quite a shame.
我们看见今天整个地上的基督教。
As we look at this world Christianity,
好像大多数人只听见了第一层的呼召。
It seems that most people only hear of the first level of the calling.
对，各处神的儿女们都知道传福音的重要，这个救人的重要。
Therefore, all over the places, all of God's children know the importance of winning souls and evangelizing.
不多人知道神还有一个荣耀的旨意。
However, not too many people know that.God has this glorious purpose.
所以这是今天的整个教会在地上的一种很偏差的现象。
So this is a very prevalent situation of the church on earth that has gone astray. So if you receive this full calling, then it consists of two levels to it. That's the calling of salvation as well as the calling of purpose. Therefore, God's salvation is simply for His own purpose. And this is extremely crucial. Then exactly what is His purpose?
你们年轻弟兄姊妹知不知道什么是神的旨意啊?
Young people, do you know what is God's purpose?
Yeah. Okay, very good.
很好。感谢主,很好啊,这个答案非常好。 Good answer, praise the Lord.
那么在这里呢,我再用简单的话呢,把神的旨意呢,稍微再说明一下。
Now I like to use very simple terms to fully explain God's purpose.
我们从圣经里很清楚看见神的旨意就是基督。
Here from the Bible very clearly God's purpose is Christ.
所以有人讲神的旨意就是神的儿子。
Therefore some people say God's purpose is the Son of God.
这个话是对的。
Now this statement is correct.
但是呢,弟兄姊妹们,
But beloved,
圣经启示我们, 当我们提到基督的时候,
as the Bible reveals, whenever we speak of Christ,
在神的心意中间, 不仅是他的儿子,
in the heart of God, this does not include only His Son.
也包括神的儿子所拯救的动词在里面。
It also includes all the redeemed sons of God.
所以在神的心意中提到基督的时候, 他是一个
Therefore, in God's heart, when He mentions Christ, it is actually a corporate man.
这个人呢,
now, for this corporate man, the head is Christ. Then the body is the church. And then this encompasses the fullness of God, the meaning of Christ. And this is the God's whole purpose. Of course we understand in this process. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who first accomplished the meaning of Christ. So you know on the cross when the Lord Jesus Christ cried out, it is finished. Most of the children of God understand this as the finish of salvation. But this is not complete. When the Lord cried out, it is finished.
那就是在创世以前呢,
在神的意念中那个基督的意义完成了。That is before the foundation of the world, in the heart of God, the very meaning of Christ is finished.
对,主耶稣不仅是这个团体人的头,
Therefore, Lord Jesus is not only the head of this corporate man,
他也是整个团体人的模型。
He is also the very pattern, the model of this corporate man. He is also the full content of this Christ. And then we understand the Holy Spirit's work in us is to conform us to the image of the Son of God. So this corporate man, practically speaking, is corporate Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the corporate man. And then every Christian is a little Christ. So our young people, you're young Christ. Because in God's heart that He wants every man is Christ.
这也就是为什么主耶稣要到地上来把他的生命给人的那个原因。And
this is the very reason that the Lord Jesus Christ came to the world and gave His life to man.
我们常常传福音时都这样说，对吧？
Often when we preach the gospel, we would say this.
你一信耶稣啊。
Once you believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. And you have this eternal life. And you will never die forever. And when we hear this, so touches our heart. Yes, that's wonderful. That's believing Jesus quickly so we won't die. And this is the end of most of people's understanding of receiving eternal life. We do not know that the Lord Jesus gave his life to us. It's to transform us so we will be like Christ. And that this is why the Bible has this statement. As he is, so are we. When he appears, we will all be like him. Oh, we really hope that the Lord will enable us to understand this. Because it is such a big thing. It needs a special conference just to explain this one point, even though we might not be able to finish it all in that conference. However, very simply, I just want to sum up everything. I know some of the brothers and sisters here have been saved for so long, and many of my sharing you have heard already. But may the Lord help us to cherish this matter. So Paul, as he understands this very matter, his attitude is so starkly different from ours. When God revealed the meaning of Christ in Paul, how excited in his heart Paul was. And this is not just momentarily. As we read the whole life of Paul, we realize that Paul had been excited all his time. And it seems that the older he became, the more excited he became.
这个被关在罗马监牢里的时候，已经有了年纪的保罗，那个时候，哇，那个向着基督的那个热忱呐，还是火热的。See,
when Paul was being thrown into the Roman dungeon at the time he was old, but his zeal toward God is simply zealous.
保罗从得着这个启示之后。
Ever since Paul had received this revelation, here he said that in my life now I have this affirmative goal. And this goal spurred him on, forgetting about things behind, looking forward things ahead, and press on toward the goal. Therefore, in Philippians, we read, as I live, is to strive to know Jesus Christ. From the very depths of his heart came up this heartfelt cry, so that I could know Christ. To us, Paul's understanding of Christ is extremely abundant already, right? In New Testament history, it seems that nobody else had known Christ just like Paul did. But Paul said this to himself. As to the things we know, we still do not know. So, brother and sister, if you had entered into the realm as Paul had entered to know Christ, then this understanding of Christ will become such a appeal in your heart. So Paul could only describe in such
ways.
He could only say that I esteem the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们都知道你把什么东西啊 当做 treasure 当做宝贝 你才有尽头了 对不对 才去追求了
We all know that only when you look at something as a treasure, then you would have the gusto to try to get it.
现在保罗看见基督在他里面，哎呀，成为比一切事物都宝贝。
Now in Paul's heart, he had seen that more than anything else, yes, Jesus Christ.
他不仅追求了认识基督。
Not only did he strive to know Christ.
他说是我得过基督。
He also said. Said to gain Christ.
丢弃万事看作粪土,
he has thrown away all things as rubbish.
丢弃万事,
counted all things as rubbish.
最近呢,我听一个弟兄讲的, 你很有道理。
Now recently I heard something from a brother. I think that makes so much sense.
他说你知道什么样的人是最富有的人吗?
Do you know what kind of people are the richest ones?
你怎么判断一个人富有啊?
How do you judge whether this person is rich or not?
如果是你的话,你怎么判断?
If it's you, how would you make the judgment? Or young man, how would you decide?
好,是他银行里面千万的存款。
We would say, oh, in his bank, there must be billions, millions of money.
他讲的一句很有道理。
But this brother said this, that makes a very sense of it.
这个人富不富有啊？你就去看看他丢的垃圾。
He says, "You see, this person is rich or not? Just go and see the garbage he throws out."
你看他丢的垃圾，你就才知道他富不富有。
Because it is by looking at a garbage he threw out, then you would know whether he's rich or not.
我给你讲一件很有趣的事情。
And let me share this one thing with you. It's so interesting.
我那个大儿子现在住在 Manhattan.
My oldest son now lives in Manhattan.
他有很奇特的现象。
And there's something very peculiar here.
他那个大楼最底层的。
In the big building he lives in, the bottom floor, it's filled with all the trash of those the top floors as they are about to move out. So one day my son told me, Dad, let me show you all the trash these people threw out. And I say, why is that? What's the big deal about the trash? And I say, look at, whoa! Brand new sofa.
那个上面呢，它那个好像那个价钱还标的上面600块，600块美金的，新的全新的沙发。
Brand new sofa, sofa with the tag price tag on it, $600. All the tables, all the cabinets.
因为我儿子刚搬进去，他没什么钱嘛，他就到底下去捡就可以。
Because my son just moved into the building and he didn't have much money yet, so he just went downstairs to get all the things.
这些人为什么把这么好的东西丢掉呢？
And why don't people throw out so many good things?
因为他在外面得到了更好的工作了。
It's simply because they had received a better job.
因为他们住在那一个楼里面的人呢，都是这个高学问的、高学历的人。Because
all those people live in his building are all those people are professionals with a very high diploma.
很多都是医生呢。Doctors,
many of them are.
所以他要走了。
So when they're about to leave,
哎呀，他想这个要把它搬走也麻烦，丢了。
And it is such a hassle to take all these things along, want to throw them away.
的确，你看一看他丢的垃圾，你就知道他是不是有钱人。
Just by looking at the trash, you will know whether this person is rich or not.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道保罗丢了什么东西啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what Paul had thrown away?
保罗把他犹太教的传统丢掉了。
He threw away all the traditions of his Judaism.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在因为他什么，发现基督更是宝贵。
Because he had already discovered this one, Jesus Christ, who is much more precious.
因为保罗要做一个更富有的人。
Because Paul wanted to be a man even richer.
今天呢，举例讲，比方你今天你有一个什么。 汽车吧，你如果有一个 Camry 啊， Toyota Camry。
So let me give you an example today. If you have a car, Camry and Toyota, that's a good one.
有人说好，我给你一个 Lexus。
And one will say, okay, let me give you this Lexus.
你把这个丢掉。
And then just throw away your Camry.
你要不要丢啊？
Would you do it?
你说哎呦，最好两个都有。
Then you probably say, oh, it's better if I could have.
你知道这就是我们今天的态度，你知道吗？
Do you know this is exactly our attitude today?
我说主啊，天上的我也要。
Lord, I want the things above.
地上也不要放。
Nor do I want to forego the earthly things.
保罗知道，如果不能丢，就不能得。
Paul knows this. If you do not throw away, then you will never gain.
哎呀，在教会历史上。我们看有很多人像保罗一样。
In church history, we see so many people. They're just like Paul.
当他们认识基督、得着基督的时候，撇清一切。
When they have known Christ, have gained Christ, they would throw away everything of their possessions.
不仅要得着基督。
Not only would they gain Christ.
他要享受基督。
They also wanted to enjoy Christ. So in Paul's life by Jesus Christ, he could lead any kind of life.
不仅这样,
Not only so.
保罗呢,也告诉我们说,
Paul also tells us.
他要无论在什么样的光景中都表现基督。
In whatever situation he might be in, he wants to magnify Christ.
在腓立比书上讲了，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
In life or in death, no matter what, that Christ be magnified in me.
生死都小事情。
It's such a small matter as to life or death.
最重要的是表现基督。
And the most important thing is to exhibit Christ.
人家称赞我们的时候，要表现基督。
When other people praise us, we have to manifest Christ.
人家骂你的时候，你也表现基督。
When the other people revile you, you also exhibit Christ.
无论在什么样的情况中，表现基督。
In whatever state you might be, display Christ.
这个是认识神旨意的人的表现。
This is the expression of all the people who know the will of God.
神就用这个荣耀的旨意、目的来呼召我们这些人。
Therefore, God used this glorious calling of purpose to call us.
所以神在要求我们基督徒啊，我们要听从主耶稣。
Therefore, God demands us Christians to hear the voice of Christ.
要求我们要跟随他。
He demands us to follow him.
怎样跟随他呢？
Then how do we follow him?
要跟他住在一起。
We have to abide with him.
要与他同行。
We have to walk with him.
然后呢，还要与他有交通。
Also, we have to have fellowship with him.
这个交通是什么意思？
Then what does this fellowship mean?
交通就是有份于他所有的一切。
That means to be partakers of all that he has.
我们有份于他的爱。
We become partakers of his love.
我们有份于他的性情。
Partakers of his nature.
我们有份于他的全能。
Partakers of his power.
我们有份于他的荣耀。
Partakers of his glory.
我们有份于他的苦难。
Partakers of his suffering.
所以你看，使徒们到处知道，我们交通于基督的苦难。
Therefore, apostles in every place understand that we fellowship in his affliction.
所以哥林多前书一章九节告诉我们。
First Corinthians 1:9 tells us.
神呼召我们要与他的儿子有份。
God has called us into the fellowship of the Son of God.
哇，弟兄姊妹，你看这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this matter is.
所以今天我们知道神有一个旨意。
So today we know that God has this purpose.
神呼召我们来向着这个旨意。
And God has called us to march toward this purpose.
所以保罗在西以弗所书的时候。
Therefore, when Paul wrote this Ephesians.
如果我们要过一个好的教会生活。
If we want to live a very good church life.
一个对的教会生活。
A right church life.
我们基督徒就必须要过蒙召的生活。
We Christians have to live a life that is called by God.
所以以弗所书第四章第一节他说。
Therefore, 4:1 Ephesians says. I therefore the prisoner of the Lord. Beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这里啊，这个神所注重的不是我们的工作，是我们的行事为人。Brothers
and sisters, we know that what God emphasizes here is not our deeds or words, but how we walk.
这里，你看英文里面分得很清楚，是walk。 不是work, 啊,
so in English version, you could see clearly, there's a difference between walk and work.
我们今天大多数时候呢，一提到教会的工作的时候，我们教会的时候，我们就注重人的工作。
Now, most of us, whenever we think of the church, we think of the man's words.
注重恩赐啊，注重能力啊。
We emphasize gifts and our abilities.
但是我们知道神不注重这些。
However, God does not emphasize all these. Because gifts are given by God. And so our abilities and power. God does not regard all these. What God regards is how you walk. So the true life that you're called to live regards how you walk daily.
那我们的言语，我们的行为，
our deeds and our speeches,
有没有与这个呼召相配呢？
Are they worthy in accordance of this calling?
对，弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的事情。
So brother and sister, this is such an
important thing.
Now we know a Christian's life.
我们得救之后啊，
after we're saved,
这个生活跟从前不一样。
This living should be different from the one we had. The life we lived before, we lived according to our old life. But now you have been granted grace and our faith. You have a new life within. Your living should come out from this new life. Therefore, our Christian walk should be based upon this new life. I often say this to brothers and sisters.
这个基督徒啊,
Christians are cannot be worked out, but live out.
很多基督徒不明白这个意思。
So many Christians do not understand this meaning.
因为我们得救了，开始要做基督徒了。
Once they are saved by grace, they say, "Oh, now I want to work out as a Christian."
哎呀，结果我们就做得很痛苦。
And it's miserable for we endeavor in this working out to become Christians.
做得也很狼狈。
And it's quite miserable also.
神根本就没叫我们去做。
Because God never asked us to work out as a simply to live out.
今年的这个春令会在这个点上，我还会有更多交通。Now
this year's Memorial Day Spring Conference, I will share more on this.
这是多么重要的一件事情！Oh,
what an imperative thing
this is. 你蒙恩得救之后呢，你有了新的生命，你就跟随这个生命。
Once you are saved by grace, you have this new life. Simply follow it.
因为你只有从这个生命里面呢，你才能活出一种与神的呼召相配的那种生活。It
is from this life you can live out a life that's worthy of your calling.
实在来说，Now,
practically
speaking，在新约的时代，In
the New Testament era，
神的呼召不是你外面听见了什么声音。God's
calling is not external voice that you've heard.
哎，我常常听见有些弟兄姊妹做见证呢。哎呦，昨天我又听见了个什么声音。I
often heard brothers and sisters giving testimony saying, "Oh, yesterday I heard this voice."
我不是说神不会做这样的事。I'm
not saying that God will never do things like this.
但是在新约时代中啊。
However, in the New Testament era.
实在来讲，这个呼召就是我们里面生命自然的一种倾向。
This calling should be this natural inclination of our new life. Because you have this life within. So very readily you have this kind of disposition. Because this life demands you to move toward that direction. And that is calling. So brothers and sisters, calling is not external. However, so many of God's children today want to hear the external voice.
也有很多人呢,
even so many preachers love to call people.
啊,又呼召呼了很多人呢,哎,这个觉得,哎,
and they're calling, they've called so many people, and then they feel, oh, they are really somebody.
当然,在有些情况,我就特殊的情况说,呼召一下也不是错啊。
Of course, under certain specific circumstances, it's not a bad thing to make a calling.
我从前呢，这个也做过这种事情。I
did things like this before.
但是现在我感觉呢，不要这样做。But
now I feel I should not do so.
让神的儿女们顺着生命的倾向，自然的往前。Simply
allow God's children to move according to the inclination of this life.
这是更好的。And
this is far better.
我们知道神赐给我们的生命有很多的不同的特性。
We know that the life God has given us possesses so many characteristics. But God, the Bible shows us there are two characteristics that are especially related to His calling. The first is the heavenly divine characteristics of our life.
希伯来书我特别讲说我们的同盟
Therefore, Hebrews especially said that we are the partakers of this heavenly calling. And Philippians also said this upward call of God. Because this calling is so closely related to this God's heavenly life. So what is heavenly calling?
简单的来说,
simply put,
就是他不能安于地的生活,
that it will never be satisfied with earthly living.
哎,你看哈,
think of this, a Christian before he is saved. As he lives his earthly life, he feels so comfortable with much delight. But once he is saved, he realizes and he still wants to live the old life.
在心里面这么想啊,
even though he might think so, and then he realizes that in his heart there is this another force that's contrary to you. So the Christian then is in this kind of contradiction. On the one hand, he wants to live this earthly life.
但是呢,从前觉得很有滋味,现在呢,越过越没滋味。
But on the other hand, that he feels that the kind of life is so appealing before, no longer is it.
一个可怜的基督徒呢,
for a miserable Christian,
那么他就想着说要过主天的生活, 又觉得这个,哎呀,不甘心。
Although he desires to live a heavenly life, at the same time, he isn't that willing. So you see there's much contradiction within this Christian. So I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,这个矛盾证明什么?
All this contradiction, brothers and sisters, what does it prove? It simply proves that you're a saved one. If you've never been saved, you will never have a feeling like this, right? And it's all because you have this kind of life, so you have this kind of feeling now. So you know many times as we lead young people, if you understand this message, then it will be a very easy thing to lead them.
我那个老二,他这个读初中的时候,
my younger son, when he was in middle school,
那么在教会里面呢,这个, 他们的youth group, 有些这些大哥哥大姐姐呢, 有的时候找了, 哎, 我们去看电影。
At church, some of the big brothers and sisters would say, let's go to movies.
他那时候还蛮乖的, 但是赶紧来问问爸爸, 他说, Daddy, 我可不可以跟他们去看电影啊?
And at that time, he was well behaved, so he came to ask me, Dad, can I go with them?
实在讲,我心里是不喜欢他去。
Frankly speaking, in my heart, I do not want him to go.
我不晓得那个电影里面演什么东西。Because
I don't know what the movie is about.
可能会影响他。
Might have some impact on him.
但是呢,我没有这样说。
However, I did not say so.
因为我知道我这个儿子是个得救的人。
Because I know my son is saved.
他里面有属天的生命。
Within him, there's this heavenly divine life.
我就笑着,我的儿子很简单。
So, with a smile, I just said to the two hands, son, it's quite
easy.
Whether you want to go to see a movie for you, the first thing to do is to go pray. That's the Lord Jesus.
主说你可以去呢就去了。
So the Lord Jesus said, you could go, then just go.
主说不可以去你就不要去了。
So the Lord said, no, then you don't go.
他说那一定是看不成的。
That means I cannot go.
你看他都知道。See,
he knew it all.
他知道一定问主的话,定会去不成的。
The moment he went to ask the Lord, for sure he would not go.
所以弟兄姊妹们,今天我们在属灵教会里面带领弟兄姊妹追求 主灵世界,
so brothers and sisters, in the church, as we lead all the brothers and sisters to pursue this spirituality, it's simply to follow the calling in this way. Because once this person is saved, then within him, he has this divine life, heavenly life. He would never be satisfied with the earthly life. In Old Testament time, Moses was the one like this. At the time when he did not have this heavenly life yet, however, within him, Moses had this Hebrew life. Therefore, in Exodus, we read, a Levite married another Levite.
我们知道雅各的十二个儿子里面,
we know that among the 12 sons that Jacob had,
利未的生命是最强劲的生命,
the life of Levite is strongest, the most resilient. Sometimes this life seems to be very cruel.
一个利未人就很厉害,
so, with one Levite plus another one, and then, this is Moses. We know God has divided Moses' life into 340 years, right? And God did this on purpose. Because God wanted to form Moses into a model so we could take a look at him. So what is the first 40 years?
40 years.
God wanted to place this life in the most worldly place among all the world. Because in Moses' time, Egypt was the greatest world. All the glory and riches of Egypt. All the learning knowledge of Egypt. All the architecture of Egypt. Egyptian army. And every one of them is the greatest in those days. Therefore God placed Moses in a circumstance like this. And not only did God place Moses in Egypt, this country, he also placed him in the Egypt's palace.
哇,这个埃及的皇宫,那是埃及中的埃及,对不对?
Therefore, in Egypt's palace, isn't that the Egypt of Egypt?
都有最好的东西,最强的东西, 最大的东西,
all the best, the choices, the greatest things are in the palace of Egypt. And Moses was not a slave in the palace.
法老女儿之子的，哎，做了这个太子。
He was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, as the princess, the heir to be.
40年在这个荒地。
Therefore, for 40 years, Moses lived in a place like this.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们的话呢？
Brothers and sisters, if we are placed in him, after 40 years, we will certainly become an Egyptian to the very core. We eat Egyptian food and educated by Egyptians, and then we speak Egyptian.
你根本不知道这个孩子希伯来人呢、啊，是恐怕变埃及人了，对不对
？So you never know that this is Hebrew. You will know him as an Egyptian only.
但是圣经让我们看见一件事情。
However, the Bible shows us one thing.
摩西里面的希伯来人的生命
，the very Hebrew life within Moses，
是埃及所有的荣华富贵，所有一切的丰盛的事物，没有办法把它同化。
Could never be assimilated by all the riches and all the wealth, all the glory in Egypt.
哎，我们都知道以色列人是全世界最难同化的民族。
And we all know that Israelites are the people is most hard to be turned into another culture.
只有他们两千年亡国两千年之后还能复国的。
Only Israel could restore the country after 2,000 years later.
当然，一方面来讲，有神的旨意。
Of course, on the one hand, we have God's purpose in here.
但是另外一面来讲呢，也说明他们是希伯来人。
But on the other hand, it also shows that they are Hebrews.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你看见到了40岁的时候。
So when Moses reached 40 years old,
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问。
Moses had learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
哎，他在享受了最大的权势。
And after he had enjoyed the greatest power,
出门的时候像王子一样。
When he walked outside the palace, he walked as a prince.
吃的住的都是最好的。
Whatever he ate or he lived in, that's the very best. But when he was 40 years old, the Hebrew life within him started to come out. So he could not live Egyptian life completely anymore. So brothers and sisters, what does this tell us? It tells us that in our Christian life, there is this divine life. And this is the very life the earth can never devour. No matter how appealing this earthly life might be, as long as you have this divine life, one day you will be heaven bound. Today among Christians, their power of life is stronger as opposed to others who have weaker power of life. With those who have stronger power of life, their struggling are also great. But if you have this weaker power of life, then your struggling might be weaker also. No matter what, this divine life abides within us. It will lead us toward the God's purpose. So brothers and sisters, this life's natural inclination is a level of the calling. In us, that is the divine life.
在摩西的身上呢
，in Moses，
生命
，that is a Hebrew life。
当然，那是一个预表。
Of course, this serves as a type。
那么，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见不仅在摩西个人身上是这样。
Brothers and sisters, we see this not only in Moses himself.
那么到了一个时候，神就借着摩西的手，把整个以色列族通通带离埃及。
When the time arrived, God, through Moses, led all the Israelites out of Egypt.
那么神呢，在那里特别定规了一个奇妙生活，就带他们在旷野里面走了四十年。
And God designed a miraculous life that is for them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Do you know why God led Israelites to wander in the wilderness for 40 years? God wanted to, to make them exercise a certain living. What kind of life is this? That is, they could only receive the heavenly provision. They could only receive this heavenly leading. Because in the wilderness, you had nothing, right? Therefore, God showered manna from heaven for them to eat. We know manna is the heavenly food. Jews used to eat Egyptian food. Now, they learn to eat manna.
那么圣经形容啊
，and the Bible describes
这个玛瑙呢
，manna
清淡无味
，as very a bland tasteless，
像磨这个磨的蜜的一个薄饼
，like a wafer mixed with a honey。
其实呢，你知道吗？这个清淡的食物啊
，this very bland food
才是最有力量的食物。
Actually, it's the most powerful food.
40年在旷野行走啊。
40 years as they wandered in the wilderness.
他们不晓得这个看起来很简单的食物，却是最有供应、最有力量的食物。
They did not understand this seemingly most simple food, actually the most powerful one that gives them strength.
在以色列人里面，它总是一个矛盾。
So you see, within the Israelite heart, there is always the struggling and contradiction.
吃了几天的玛瑙。
After they ate many days of manna.
哎呀，他们就想到埃及的黄瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
They thought of all the cucumber leaves, garlic in Egypt.
那个时候真好，坐在肉锅旁边吃肉也不要钱，吃鱼也不要钱。
And they were sitting by the pot. They did not have to pay for fish and for meat.
整天吃这个玛瑙，吃的这个味，嘴巴里面都没有味道。
And all day long now, they just ate this manna. It didn't have any taste in their mouth anymore.
嘴巴里面咬着玛瑙，脑子里面想着埃及的黄瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
So as they were munching on this manna in their brain, they were thinking of all those garlics, all those leaves, cucumbers.
你没发现这个也是我们基督徒的
生活 Brothers and sisters, don't you see that this is our Christian life?
我们一边敬拜主，一边脑子里想着世界东西的。
On the one hand, we worship our God. On the other hand, we're thinking of all the earthly things.
所以神体恤我们。
However, God is sympathetic.
基督徒这个矛盾的生活呢，这个一方面来讲也是正常的。
So Christians, although they have this contradictory life within, this actually is normal.
所以我们看见，在
基督的
道路上面。
In the very journey to follow the Lord. In all the Old Testament saints had this kind of a contradiction. Likewise, today, we also have the same kind of contradiction. Then in the wilderness, what is that led them all the way? We know that God led them with pillars of fire and pillars of cloud. What is the pillars of cloud and fire? And that simply is the heavenly leading. That is, God has been leading them in heaven. On earth, Moses didn't know where to go. Even though he was intelligent, he didn't know where to go. He simply looked at the pillar of fire and clouds. So, brothers and sisters, all the stories in the Old Testament simply explain what is this heavenly calling. So today, if we want to live out this heavenly calling, we need to obey the life within. We must receive the heavenly provision. We must receive this heavenly leading. Brothers and sisters, the Bible also teaches that we have to put to death all the deeds of the body by the Holy Spirit. Because our natural flesh is simply earthbound. So the first aspect of this calling is related to the divine life. Therefore, this is called heavenly calling. Now, the second aspect is that there is another characteristic in God's life, that is holiness. Therefore, this calling is also called holy calling. Then what is the calling of holiness? We know in simple terms, holiness means set apart. That is to separate you from anything that is apart from Christ. As to this point, I feel all the children in the church today do not easily understand it, and they often neglect it. As God has called us from the world, has delivered us from the hands of the enemy, it's for us to be set apart from the world, from the enemy. But consider all the Christianity on earth. Have we led a holy life? No. On the contrary, you have brought in all the earthly things into the church. I believe this age is the most puzzling time to our young people. Being in Christianity, there are so many earthly things. And many of them are not necessarily bad. Because their motives, their thoughts to do all these things may not be bad. Therefore, they have caused a lot of confusion within us. However, the Bible declares, God has called us for Christ. Therefore, you have to make this distinction of holiness.
那么毫不做法是非常困难。
Now, to do this is extremely difficult. But I know, we know that this calling within the church is the most vital. Then how do we lead a holy life? 1 Corinthians 1:30-31
tells us,
it is God that makes us holy. That Christ is our sanctification.
所以呢, 对我们来讲的话呢, 圣洁的意思就是说, 不是说今天这个不可以摸, 那个不可以碰的问题。
So holiness to us is not a matter of whether you can touch this or not today.
那个是宗教行为。
That is religious activity.
弟兄姊妹们,
so
God是一个本质的问题。
This is a matter of holiness, it concerns the essence.
哦，这个今天在整个地上的教会呢，是非常混乱的，其实。
And this matter is, it seems so chaotic to all the churches. Some people do understand it is so important to live a holy life. Other Christians also pursue to become holy people. Then we see that among Christians, many ridiculous things appear.
可能跟你们也讲过,
I remember maybe I have told you this at one time. In Taiwan, I came to know a couple who loved the Lord so dearly.
这个姊妹呢,有一天呢,忽然一念呢,
and the sister, when all of a sudden she had the thought to be a holy woman,
她说这个圣洁妇人的 第一件事情是不能进厨房。
So to a holy woman, the first thing to do is do not enter the kitchen.
所以从那天开始起，他就不进厨房。
So from that time on, he did not go into the kitchen.
结果他的先生就没饭吃。
Therefore, her husband had no food to eat.
我记得那天我去看他。
And I recall that on that day when I went to visit her,
早上交通到了中午了。
So we started fellowshipping from the morning until noon.
弟兄就不好意思啊，是弟兄，对不起啊。
So the husband was very embarrassed, saying, sorry, brother.
因为我的妻子她要去做圣洁妇人。
Because my wife wanted to become a holy woman.
我说我们家没人吃。
Therefore, no lunch is served.
她说我请你出去吃吧。
But I can take you out to eat.
所以他天天都在外面吃。
So daily he ate outside.
你看今天我们会出现这种奇怪思想。
So you see today we could come up with such a weird thought.
你要知道这是爱主的人哦。
But you have to know these are the people who love the Lord.
哎呀，他们就有很多奇奇怪怪的想法。
They just had so many weird, strange thinking.
哦，人家到了海边去了。
When they went to the seashore.
我要做圣洁的人。
Now because I want to be holy.
所以我就躲到屋子里面，不能下海。
Therefore, I have to stay in the building, not to go to the shore. And all these kind of strange thinking.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得这一些东西只不过是一些宗教的行为。
We know all these things are simply religious activities.
圣洁是一个本质的问题。
Holiness simply is a matter of essence.
你只要活在基督的里面。
As long as you live in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你自然就过圣洁生活。Beloved,
you live a holy life.
你根据基督。
Because you follow Christ.
你自然就有分别了。
Of course, you will make the distinction. The more you enjoy Christ, the less the things outside of Christ will be appealing to you, then you will make the distinction. So God has never strong forced us. So brothers, when God today calls us to live a holy life, this holy calling is simply because you live in Christ. So we thank our Lord. In the life of God, the Lord,
呼召有关系。
His two specific characteristics are related to his calling.
在新约圣经里面看见有属天的呼召，有圣洁的。
Therefore, in New Testament, you read heavenly calling and the holy calling.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
Therefore, in Ephesians 4, Paul says,
我们行事为人要配得过所蒙的召。
Our walk should be worthy of the calling with which you are called.
这是今天我们要进入整个教会生活的时候呢，第一个保罗的要求啊。
This is the first demand from Paul as we are about to enter into the church life.
那么保罗也不敢下命令，对不对？
Paul would not dare to give a in order.
因为保罗知道呼召是神，从来不勉强人。
Because Paul knew that calling from God has never been forced upon us.
对保罗也不勉强人。
So Paul did not compel them to do so either.
我是为主被求的。
Therefore, he said, "I beseech you, as a prisoner of the Lord, beseech. I beseech you."
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们要讲到这个蒙召的生活的时候，我们也只能劝。
So today, as we talk about to live a life that is called to live, we can only implore you, beseech you.
你是不是心甘情愿答应主？
The very issue is, are you willingly to respond to his calling?
我们要过一个能够满足神心意的生活。
So if we want to live a life that's acceptable to him,
我们要能过一个美好的教会生活。
To live a wonderful church life,
这个行事为人与所蒙的恩召相称，这是第一个要求的条件。
So this is the first demand to be able to live a life worthy of the calling with which you are called.
我们说过，你只要答应神的呼召。
We've mentioned as long as you respond to his calling.
神要自己在我们身上来成就这一切。
God himself will fulfill all things in us.
我们最后呢，我们把这个帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十二节读一下，好吧。
Lastly, we will read First Thessalonians 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians 2, chapter 2.
二章第十二节。
Verse 12.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国、他得他荣耀的神。
That you will walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
愿我们的行事为人能对得起神的呼召。
May our walk be worthy to his calling.
因为他要呼召我们进他的国，得他的荣耀。
Because he's calling us to enter into his kingdom and glory.
我想弟兄姊妹们，
Since the Lord today still allows us to live in this very end time,
主还给我们一个非常宝贵的机会。
And He has given us such a precious opportunity.
让我们大家都能够答应神的呼召。
May we all respond to His calling.
让我们的行事为人呢，能配得过这个召。
So that our walk is worthy of His calling.
我想这样主回来的时候呢，我们就能够欢然的来接主。
Then I believe when our Lord returns with much joy, we will receive Him and see Him.
我们请低头再念祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, with a full heart of joy and gladness.
你不仅成全了救恩。
Not only have you fulfilled this salvation.
也呼召我们进入这个救恩。
You also have called us into the salvation.
主啊，今天我们这些在座的人都是已经进入这个救恩的人。
Today, all those who are sitting here have been those who have entered into the salvation.
我们要求你让我们能够听见这个呼召中第二次的声音。
Oh Lord, we ask that we will hear the second level of this calling.
让我们能够进入你的旨意。
So that we could enter into your will.
主啊，让我们在地上的日子。
Oh Lord, as we live in this world.
靠着你所给我们的生命。
By the life you've given us.
就是那个属天的圣洁的生命。
That is the heavenly holy life.
能够活出你在我们身上呼召的目的。
We can live out the very purpose of your calling on earth.
主啊，我们谢谢你晚上在借着这些话激励提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you that this evening once again through these words, you remind us.
我们感谢你。
That we want to give thanks to you.
你呼召了我们所有的人。
Because you have called all of us here.
主啊，我们对你说，我们在这里。
Lord, we want to say this to you. We are here.
你的呼召。
We are willing to respond to your calling.
在末后的日子。
In the last days.
能够全心为着你自己的目的活着。
We will live wholeheartedly for your purpose.
我们再次把敬拜归给你。
Once again, we give you the worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.